place where we kept all the dishes and like that. But the rest of the night in the kitchen, yeah, like I said, we had the pantry, and you had a place where your icebox set, and you had to cut a hole in the floor, see?
Mm-hmm.
And what we would do was cut a hole in the floor and have one of these funnels about this big, and you set that funnel in this, and then your icebox drained in that funnel and on out into the house.
Mm-hmm. In your bedroom, were there different kinds of furniture in different people's bedrooms?
It wasn't none of it matching. If you definitely see it was like our bed and the little what they call a washstand. Then it was set over there, and the bed was a dark mahogany like this, and the washstand it was a light, then almost yellow like looking setup.
Mm-hmm. Were there the kind of high thing with the mirror on it that you hung clothes in, what would you call that?
Oh, what do they call it? They call it a wardrobe then.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear other names for that?
Mm-hmm. No, they had a deal in that, like in my dad's room, now they had old, one of them old trunks, and I was trying to think, he had a name for it, but it wasn't up an old, big old trunk where he keep all his important papers and everything and kept it locked and everything, all of that.
Have a round top? Or?
No, it was, let me see, yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of those with the round top, mm-hmm. and look like wood slats or something come across the top of it.
Mm-hmm. What furniture did you have in the kitchen and different things for preparing food?
Well, you had all your pots. Mm-hmm. You had pots of different types, and you had pans that they made like cornbread and your biscuits in.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a rolling pin, and you had sifters, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different cornbread?
Well, they would make, ours was two. They would put cracklings in,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was your straight cornbread.
Mm-hmm. What would a corn dodger be? Did you ever make one of those?
No. The only time we'd use corn different would be a roasted, you know, on the cob and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time we'd boil it and everything, but then the other one we'd roast the set up.
What would you have a kind of cornbread that's baked in a pan and maybe about an inch thick or so? And
my mother made it and it'd be about an inch and a half thick, like uh-huh. that.
Yeah.
And it was the best in the world, man. They would cook mm-hmm. it, and as they was cooking it, I think she used to take some bacon grease and kind of spread across the top of it and everything while she was cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, to get one of those corners, that's what we would be fighting for, to see who would get a corner.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of crusty around there.
Yeah, you see, yeah. you get the crust going around two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And she made biscuits, and they would put, like I said, a lot of milk in them and everything. And you very seldom would find them doing a lot of baking, you know,
mm-hmm.
like light, what we call in light bread, which is your bread mm-hmm. now from a store.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the kind of bread you cook at home, and just call it?
They just call it biscuits. They making biscuits. They made them, man, by that big around.
Mm-hmm.
By that, when they rise, it'll be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,